Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thanks for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about how to buy heavy equipment at a lower price. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Every company should want to buy raw materials required to make a finished good at a lower price. This will help them bring down their manufacturing costs and can make more profits in return. However, the challenge is here to know that the source that can provide them the raw materials at a lower price. The raw materials provided does not provide the stuff at a cheap rate to everyone, but there is substantial market that deals with the same stuff at a lower rate. The problem is not everybody is aware of the substantial market. Similarly, when it comes to construction industry, they have one such market from where they can buy heavy equipment at a lower price. There are a few construction companies who are in business of buying machines at a relative lesser price and then let it out to other companies or contractors. They make good money in this transaction as well as are also to retain the machine. Number one, repo heavy equipment can be bought at a lower price. Buyers of heavy equipment who purchase a machine by borrowing loan, and if they have unable to repay the money, the machine is repossessed by a lender. Now, the lender does not want to keep it under its possession for too long. The lender is interested to get the money back and therefore auction the machine and sell it to the highest bidder. It is, in this particular case, not many people are aware of such auctions, and therefore not many people turn up. Also, the lender wants to get the money back that it has lent to the borrower and is not looking to make more money by doing the process. This means they can keep the price of the heavy equipment much lower than one can think of it. Due to the low footfall, the price of the machine does not increase substantially in auction, and the highest bidder can manage to buy it at a lower price. Next, shutting down the business. Construction sector is quite a challenging and dramatic way, and one not many people are able to survive in this industry. This is why that many people decide to shut down the business and try something else. The people who are in this process of shutting down a business would want to sell off all their belongings so they can have some money at the end of their entrepreneurial journey. That they will be releasing an ad in a local paper or simply list it on item on some website that deals with buying and selling heavy equipment. Just in case you manage to get to know the person, you can directly walk up to him or her and check if they want to sell it off to you, and you can check the conditions of the machines and give them a deal that they can't refuse. They will be happy to get everything reasonable that you can offer them and will hand over the machines to you. Again, you know, two opportunities to get machines at a lower price, repo and auction, and if someone's moving on with their business. You know, there's opportunities out there for that stuff. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.